About a month ago, he had customers lined up, wanted to get started right away, and you know, because I didn't have all the answers already in a set of minimum standards, you know, we had to go to the county attorney, the county insurance guy, you know, the administration staff, etc., to get that all worked out, and you know, that took a little time. And in the meantime, his customers have gone someplace else. So, you know, now we have a business out here that would like to get started, and he's lost his customers. So he's trying to build that back up again so he can get started. We also have...
What kind of business was it, Jim?
It's a mobile service type business. And he's not out here yet, so I'd rather not talk about that in public. But my point is, it's really hurt us not having these, and, you know, whatever progress we can make really does help us, and it helps us to bring business in. We've also been working with a couple of other larger businesses that would like to operate here. You're still in the initial phases of that, and you know, I don't want to get to the same point with them that, well, I don't know the answer to that question. Let me check with Dave, let me check with the lawyer, let me check with whoever to get those answers. Let me run it by the committee, see what they think. You know, so it's kind of important to get this stuff done. And like I said, I know it's not everybody's favorite.
So, Jim, you just need a handout. Here it is. 2%.
Well, that's what we've been looking. That's what we've been working on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, right, approved.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I do have a question about that. These are geared toward aeronautical service businesses.
Right.
Are the businesses you're talking to aeronautical service businesses, mm-hmm, that fall into one of these? I don't know, 9 or 10 categories,
yep,
of business types. They fall,
yep,
into that. They're aeronautical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And at least two of them will make you some money. So
it's hard for me to think that business would come to you and can't wait 2 or 3 days to find an answer.
Well, it hasn't been 2 or 3 days. It's longer than that. But
time you should run.
You know, and even if it was 2 or 3 days, it doesn't make us look good. That, well, I don't know. We've never really thought about that.
I'm saying, you know, something you can handle.
I know.
And it does other things besides.
There was questions about insurance and
right,
the insurance they had.
Right, and all those things will be covered in minimum standards.
But it's a good place.
If we had minimum standards, we had the business customers at hand ready to come in with jobs, and they didn't meet the minimum standards.
Then they wouldn't be allowed to operate. That's the point of minimum standards, is what is the minimum.
Well, that goes back to a point. I think it might have been, I don't know, Sam, might have been Sam that made it very early on. Is we've got to be careful how we write these.
Right.
You write too much restrictive language into them, and then we're turning businesses away.
Right.
And the phrase is minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. Yep. And just to refresh everybody's memory, you know, these are the minimum requirements that the county council requires of a business that wants to operate, an aeronautical business that wants to operate at the airport, and the word, like you said, being minimum. We've been through kind of the overall minimum standards. Last time, I think we made some real good progress on the fuel sales, the actual standards for that. I don't know if anybody had any questions on that. There was a couple of blanks that we left. One was how many hours a day. You know, and you can talk about that now if you want, or defer that. And there was also a question about what size fuel truck we would require.
Was Garrett not here?
What size of the fuel truck? I didn't go to Air Force Hall as a place. I was in Niagara here just a couple weeks ago, and the fuel truck they got over was one little 600-gallon truck at an international airport. Plenty sufficient, you know, that way for it. So,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The size of the fuel truck, what's the smallest size fuel truck?
I don't know why that would even matter.
That's what I was wondering, because I just went to Daytona and they had actually a truck or actually a trailer.
Yeah. Well, Kissimmee since the guy down there operates with a little trailer that goes around behind a John Deere tractor.